You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Where are we going today, Mr. Peabody?
1876, the day that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. I've got to come up with the right formula for my invention. Oh, drat, another breakdown. Oh, if I just had a carriage phone, I could call for help. That's it. That should do it. I know. I'll call Watson. What's his number again? Oh, yes, it's 1.
Hello, this is our third attempt to reach you. Your car warranty is about to expire.
Damn robocalls.
At Perfection Auto Works, we won't hound you with crazy schemes and ways to get your business, but it's a good idea to keep your car in check and maintained with our free 26-point inspection. We can handle all of your automotive needs. Give us a call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Galleries saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Right here and good afternoon. Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. It is the most talked to, talked about, and listened to political talk show on weekends in Arizona. Thanks for making that possible. Today, a great guest, Scott Stewart. Today is part 3 of a 5-part profile of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. Scott Stewart is a former member of the Pima Community College Governing Board, treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. Let's talk Libertarian Party. I just believe you don't get enough publicity, and that's why I want to give you some. And you probably have fought that all the time you've been a Libertarian.
Oh, yes. It's often difficult to get the word out, particularly being a small party and not having tons of money to do things. But we're doing a lot more this year, and we actually decided to, take a chance and spend some money and do some advertising and do some outreach, dip into our funds, and hope that the funds would replenish themselves as a result of the activity. And so far, that has turned out to be the case.
By the way, you're increasing membership at your gatherings on a regular basis.
Yes, we've gone to a new meeting venue called the L offices. They're a collaborative working space above the old Chicago store, or what used to be the old Chicago store
downtown.
In downtown Tucson. So parking is a bit of a challenge, but it's a very, very nice venue for meetings. And if I were a small business, I would definitely consider locating there in my early startup years, because it's such a flexible arrangement with conference rooms and landing pads and desks you can camp on, and even small offices. And it's all subscription based, but it's a marvelous venue. And we've gone from having, you know, 5 or 6 of the usual faces show up to numbers like 25 and 35.
Well, you also have some gatherings that you've put together too.
Yes, we've had a number of social gatherings where we just meet with like-minded people, not necessarily libertarians, and just talk and have good fellowship and iron out our differences over beer, which is the only way you can really solve the problems of the world. Anybody who's not trying to do it with beer is just not gonna succeed.
Well, let me take you to another situation, and that is obviously you're trying to incorporate not only the political philosophy of the Libertarian Party into real actual success at the ballot box by electing the Libertarians, which is a very monumental task, but I think influencing both parties, the Democrat and Republican Party, is something you've already done and will continue to do. For the left, I mean, there's no question. There's a liberal philosophy of libertarians. And for the right, whether it's guns safety or gun Second Amendment rights, the Libertarian Party has something for the right and the left. And you do influence both these parties.
I think we do. There are times when it seems like they're adopting our policies a little bit, which is great. Then there are times when it seems like they're just going in the opposite direction. You used to be able to count on the left for good things like freedom of speech and freedom of association, protesting, things like that. But now they're a lot more selective of what kind of speech they're willing to hear. And you see that a lot in universities and colleges that are, you know, largely dominated by the left. And one of the organizations that I follow is called the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, that is founded by somebody from the left and somebody from the right, both advocating for and fighting for freedom of speech on campus.
Let's talk about where you can learn about the Libertarian Party. You can go online. You can listen to us. There's a lot of ways to find out what a libertarian is and whether you might want to be one.
Yes. So there are probably three main resources that I would send you to online. One is the National Libertarian website, which is lp.org. Then there's the state website, azlp.org. And then the local one, pimalp.org. But there are lots of other interesting sources of information that you can find libertarian or libertarian-like thinking on. One of them is an organization called Downsize DC that basically runs a limited legislative agenda in DC and fights like hell to get co-sponsors on things like the Read the Bills Act or the One Subject at a Time Act. Now, why would those bills be of interest to anyone? Well, I think that the vast majority of legislation that passes in D.C. would not pass on its own if you did them one subject at a time. There wouldn't be enough support. But what happens is you just put all this stuff together, kind of like you're throwing a pizza together, kitchen sink, bathtub, pepperoni, whatever it is. You put it all on there, and then somebody's got something that they can go back to their districts and say, see, I got you this at the cost of, you know, $10 trillion or something like that. So nobody reads the legislation anymore. 1,000-page bills are the rule, not the exception anymore. And if we did things one subject at a time and actually made them read them, well, yes, things would grind to a halt, but it would be more serious, and I think less kleptocracy.
You know, what has appealed to me about the Libertarian Party is kind of a live and let live attitude about people, rather than trying to mandate people follow a particular philosophy that would be mandated under conservative Republicanship or very liberal Democratic governing. So the whole idea is that would appeal, I think, to almost anyone who believes in personal rights. But also, again, the idea, too, that you believe in a strong Second Amendment defense. There's something in the Libertarian Party for just about everybody.
We like to say there's something for everybody and there's something to offend everybody.
Exactly.
because it really is true. Because, you know, if there's a level of freedom that you want, you have to be willing to let other people have that same freedom. And that means you don't get to control people. And controlling people seems to be the big business of government these days.
It does.
Making sure that they stay in line and do what they're supposed to do.
Left and right.
Left and right, yes. And it's really frightening how much it's really taken hold in the last few years.
Well, and you know, we have a nation, I think, that's divided. After the 4 years of Trump and now into a new term of 4 years with Biden, the country is still very much divided and on many different levels. And it seems to me that the Libertarian Party has something to offer to try to bring what people would like to think would be a unity. What could the Libertarian Party contribute to any kind of unity in this country, which most people would suggest would be a better way to live?
You know, you can find similar polarization, even in the Libertarian Party, on whether we should be pragmatic or whether we should be more philosophical. And the trick, I think, in unifying people when they disagree is recognizing that we have to allow each other to disagree. As long as I am not violating your rights, your space, preventing you from doing what you want to do, then you should be able to do whatever you want, or I should be able to do whatever I want as long as I'm not violating your rights, and you should be able to do whatever you want, provided you're not violating mine.
As you go through this whole process of trying to, I think it's always a recruiting effort along the way, or at least an invitation to those with the Libertarian Party, what appeals to most people when they join the Libertarian Party?
Well, it usually starts out with them being unhappy and disappointed with the two major parties. Typically, what happens is people that you could count on to, say, defend Second Amendment rights or something like that, decide to switch and support something. So we had one of our biggest growth spurts in the 94-95 time frame. What was that? That was the 94 crime bill,
right,
and the ugly weapons ban. And Kyle and Colby both voted for that, and we got a heck of a lot of growth here in Arizona and in Pima County as a result of that. And unfortunately, there's a dynamic that goes with that, is that you bring in a lot of single-issue voters on one issue. You know, lots of people are single-issue voters, but you need a spectrum of them to really stay viable. So we got just a little bit too one-dimensional there. But it usually comes from a betrayal, and then people are interested in actually signing up and doing something serious. And, you know, you can't join the other side, but at least you can join somebody who supports you on that issue. And
uphill battle to try to get a Libertarian elected. I mean, both parties have passed legislation that makes it almost impossible for a third-party candidate to win, although it has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is, you're going to run people as independents and leave the Libertarian tag behind, give you some leverage.
We're experimenting with that. I mean, we didn't have someone who was interested in running for city council this year. So we found we had some people who knew Val Romero,
right,
who's running as an independent and who has largely a Libertarian philosophy. So we said, well, let's support him.
Right.
Let's line up behind him, get some practice on our get our activists some practice in doing campaigns, and see if we can make a difference. At the end of the day, politically, you always want to be making some kind of difference. You can't just sit on the sidelines. And if that means that you free up your people to go support another candidate or another party on any given day, I say go for it.
We'll talk about Libertarian candidates for president. You had them, and the significance of that. Also about a Libertarian philosophy that may be very influential in the coming years. And certainly the Libertarian Party is in a growth situation now and is, I think, more relevant than it's been in a very long time. We're talking with Scott Stewart. He is the treasurer of the Libertarian Party, part three of a five-part series on the Libertarians in Pima County on the John C. Scott Political Forum. We're from the Perfection Auto Works Studios at 1046 North Beverly Avenue, where you can find auto repair beyond any kind of responsibility anywhere else. This is the place to take your car for repair. For the Perfection Auto Work Studios, this is the John C. Scott Show. Back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Jim Hanley. I was born and raised in Tucson, and I raised my own boys here. I want to get to know you, your dreams and goals, and help you shape them into a plan for success. I've been helping hundreds of Tucson families do this since 1993. It takes experience and know-how to navigate the rocky shoals of the financial markets and keep you on an even keel. I look at every account I manage every day to find opportunities to grow your nest egg to make you at ease and enjoying your life. I want to show you the highest integrity and reliability you can find anywhere. That's why I named my business with my own name, Jim Hanley LLC, and why I'm a member of the CFA Society of Tucson. Find me at jimhanleyllc.com or call me at 623-3646. That's 623-3646. Jim Hanley LLC is a registered investment advisor and a member of FINRA SIPC.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Together, they've brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios with me, Scott Stewart, who is the treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. This is a third portion of a 5-part series on the Libertarian Party and the John C. Scott Political Forum. Scott Stewart is with us, and thanks, Scott. The whole idea of the Libertarian Party trying to attract people, obviously, is one in which you need them to give them a message. If they go online, what can they expect?
They can see on either of the, or any of the websites I referred to, the National LP or the state or Pima County, a statement of principles that basically outlines the things that we believe in and strive for that all resolve around individual freedom and keeping government at bay within the confines of the Constitution, the proper rule of government, which is, you know, protecting our individual rights and not meddling in our lives.
If you would take a look at some of the major issues that are driving the debate between the Democrats and Republicans in the nation at the moment, certainly immigration reform doesn't look like it's ever going to happen. We're talking about an infrastructure bill in the trillions of dollars. The spending of this government from the Bush years all the way through now to the, of course, Trump years and now the Biden years is an enormous amount of money. The national debt, I would think, would be something libertarians would have some concern over.
Yes. And if we weren't the world's reserve currency,
right,
we would be
broke.
We would be Greece.
Yeah, right.
You know, we would be a real basket case country. And, you know, there's always a move afoot by those other countries to replace it with something else, you know, a basket of currencies, or, you know, if China becomes as dominant as she is headed to be, you know, we may have their currency as the world reserve currency. That frightens the hell out of me.
I would think so.
And, you know, everybody says Russia's the big deal. I think China's the big deal. Russia's a problem, but China's the big deal. China's the long-term threat for national security.
So a foreign policy of the Libertarian Party would be what? What fundamentals would be in place?
First off, not intervening in every conflict. Well, we don't intervene in every conflict around the world, but we intervene a lot.
We do.
We actually have to get our allies to fund their own defense. You know, everybody points at us and says, well, you know, you've got a bigger military than the next umpteen countries combined. Well, yeah, we do, because they're not carrying their load on defense. When something does need to happen in the world, it's the United States that carries the ball and provides most of the resources. If European countries were, you know, you can't even get them to live up to their modest NATO commitments. But if they were fully funding their own defense, that would be a much better thing, and we'd have more resources at home, and we would be less inclined to jump into every conflict around the world.
What would the libertarian position be on immigration?
You know, immigration is one of those tough issues that, so we believe that individuals should not be constrained, overly constrained by government and crossing political boundaries. But I think background checks to make sure that they're not violent criminals or drug dealers, and expecting them to come through the doorway rather than breaking in through the windows is not an unreasonable expectation. You know, one of my favorite authors is a lefty named Christopher Hitchens, who unfortunately we lost a few years ago. But he had remarkably sound insights on Arizona 1070, the bill that where Arizona was going to try to enforce its borders because the federal government wasn't doing it. He said, you know, I believe in immigration, but I don't believe it should be so monopolar that Mexico does not automatically get, you know, all of the seats that are available. We should have more people from Europe. We should have more people from Asia. We should have more people from South America.
All right, we're going to take a quick break at the bottom of the hour for news, and then we'll come back and talk about how people can be a part of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. My guest, Scott Stewart, treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. Back in a moment.
July 20th, 1969.
50 says we look good, all sources.
623.
Okay, that's good. I'm flying.
Okay, Houston.
Houston, we're ready for liftoff.
Houston, engine is on.
Hey, can I confine you about something? I've been having nightmares about this thing getting us back to Earth.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, you have nothing to be worried about.
3, 2, 1, 0.
What a liftoff.
So tell me, what gave you that confidence?
Perfection Auto Works service the module.
Okay, Houston.
You may not end up stranded on the moon, but rest assured, a breakdown is a major crisis. You can prevent unwanted breakdowns and costly repairs at Perfection Auto Works with our free 26-point inspection. We'll service your auto and truck from here to the moon and back. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
That's one small step for man, one easy maintenance job for Perfection Auto Works.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
As a business owner, you're responsible for the growth, leadership, and the daily operation of your business. This includes your interaction and advocacy for your customers. Tucson Business Owners, Inc. offers you the opportunity to educate and advocate about community policies affecting profitability. By becoming a member of Tucson Business Owners, Inc., you can have an effect on common issues, such as curb appeal, municipal budget priorities, and keeping a vibrant workforce in the area. For more information, visit TucsonBusinessOwners.org.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. This is the third in a series of five profiles of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. With me is Scott Stewart, the treasurer of the Libertarians of Pima County. Well, third Tuesday of every month, 130 East Congress, where
yes,
the Libertarians meet.
Yes, the
downtown.
L offices.
Yep.
It's where the old Chicago music store used to be. And it's a wonderful venue. And there is on-street parking that you can find, and there's also a parking garage about a block north of the venue that is pretty good.
4th of July coming up next weekend.
Yes.
And what's the Libertarian Party doing to celebrate
We actually have an event down in Tombstone. It's actually a combined Arizona Libertarian Party event. It's being held in Tucson, but we'll have a presence there. And we have a sweepstakes drawing for our fundraiser that's going to happen then. You know, libertarians will often, do a raffle or a sweepstakes
sure,
for something, very fundamental to us, like a firearm,
Sure.
But we decided, you know, let's just avoid all the liability that might be associated with that. And buy sell tickets for a membership in the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, which has an insurance program with it, so that if you're in a situation where you have to defend your life by whatever means, firearm, otherwise, there's a potential that you can get sued and charged. That actually happens fairly often. You just assume
even
that,
though you're defending yourself,
even
or
though
others,
you're defending yourself,
your family or whatever, yeah.
You know, there's a potential that you didn't do it right, and even if you are completely innocent, it can still cost you everything you have. So there's insurance that you can actually get for that to make sure that your legal expenses are covered, and that you'll be protected from both liability and criminal prosecution.
Actually, Tombstone is a very busy place on the 4th of July. I've been down there for other events, and the Libertarians will be gathering there for the 4th of July. It's a fun place, even though it might be a little bit warm here in the middle of the summer, but it's a great, great venue.
It really is. It's a marvelous place. I've loved every event we've ever done down there. I'm really looking forward to this. And people from all over the state come to Tucson. Or come to Tombstone in this 4th of July period, and we expect to have growth. We expect people to be signing up and changing their voter registration to Libertarian, or at least coming to us and saying, "Hey, we want to play with you guys. You guys sound a lot more fun, a lot more interested in the things that are of value to me. You know, my individual freedom, my individual rights, and getting the country back on track."
Well, here's the thing that people should do. First of all, a lot of people are frustrated about the Republican Party, certainly frustrated about the Democratic Party. They're just plain frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
They need to look around, and they need to consider, what does the Libertarian Party have to offer me?
Yes.
And I think they'd be surprised.
Well, you know, one of the fundamental arguments that I made years ago when I was doing a lot of voter registration for the Libertarians is that politicians count your vote maybe once every other year, maybe every 4 years, but they actually count voter registration statistics 4 times a year. And one way to send an effective message to politicians is to change your voter registration to Libertarian or Green, but away from the Democrats and Republicans, so that they get an idea that they're not as attractive as they think they are. And that if you want to send a message about the direction you would like government to go, and if that direction happens to be smaller, less costly, less intrusive, then you ought to consider changing your voter registration to Libertarian.
Well,
that sends a message that's far more effective. If they can see our numbers growing and they're shrinking, that helps.
Well, of course, a third of the registered voters in Arizona are independent. So,
yes.
You know, and maybe even a larger number than one of the major
And as a third-party guy, I find independents frustrating because,
yes. Well,
you can't tell which side of the fence they're on or which side they're leaning. They like to be able to choose one or the other. They like to be able to vote in either primary. They just have to, you know, declare that they want to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary, and they can do that. And that's kind of a nice feature of Arizona's system, but it also served well to help keep our numbers small.
Scott Stewart, only 2 minutes left. You've never lost a race. You've served on the Pima Community College Governing Board four terms, right?
Three terms.
18
years.
18 years.
18 to life.
Are you going to run again for something? A lot of people have talked to you about that. Do you have aspirations of another political campaign yourself?
You know, some days I do, most days I don't. I would
depends
much rather
on which side of the bed you get up on.
By and large, yes. You know, in the morning I feel more like it than I do in the evening.
For that matter.
You know, I remember my last heavily contested campaign, which was in 2010. You know, that's actually quite a while ago. And staying up till 2-3 in the morning working on the campaign and prepping for interviews at 5 in the morning and things like that. And, you know, it's not fun. On
it's
the
exhausting.
Other hand, if I can figure out a way to do it as part of an exercise program, well, today I'm going to walk around precinct such and such and hand out my flyers and just talk to whoever I happen to run into without going aggressively door to door. That might be a kind of campaign I could do.
Scott Stewart, thanks for being with us. And congratulations on the increased information as well as the increased interest in the Libertarian Party in Pima County.
Yes, that's PimaLP.org.
There you go. Thanks, Scott Stewart. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. We'll be back with Jim Hanley, our financial expert. What about the infrastructure deal? Is it a deal we could live with? We'll talk about that with Jim after these messages.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Ackerly Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Let's talk money with Jim Hanley, our financial advisor. The jobs bill that may be bipartisan and may not happen at all, but it's a struggle. What do you think of it?
Hey, John, it's great to be here again today. Well, I'd say this. There is still a lot of infrastructure spending in this, and that's a good thing. There's still $109 billion to repair roads and bridges and other major transportation projects. And first of all, you know, when we beef up transportation, we make commerce more efficient. It's cheaper to ship goods. It makes moving passengers cheaper as well, because energy costs are lower when there's less friction on the roads and when vehicles move more smoothly. There's $49 billion for public transit in it. Now, that's a cut of about $28.5 billion from the American Jobs Plan. And to speak in macro terms about the two, if our listeners might remember, is that the Jobs Plan had a price tag of $2.3 trillion. And this compromise is less than a trillion. It's $973 billion. There's also $55 billion for water infrastructure improvement. Now, I'm not sure, but our listeners might recall that a few weeks ago, Tucson Water announced that it was closing three wells on the south side. I think it is three wells due to a contaminant called PFAS. I know that the infrastructure bill has remediation for PFAS in it, and Mayor Romero has already spoken about her gratitude to the federal government for having the funds for us to be able to maybe clean up those wells and, you know, allow us to have some comfort level for our water supply. Now, what's missing from it are almost all of the climate change remediation bills. And I will inject a little irony here that, you know, people who are paying attention to the politics of this see our own Senator Kyrsten Sinema in the middle of it. In fact, when the announcement of the compromise was made, she was right at Joe Biden's side. And I say that this is a bit ironic because Kyrsten Sinema started out her political career as a member of the Green Party. And so to be a big element of cutting climate change spending from this infrastructure bill. And by the way, this new bill is not funded through an increase in corporate taxes the way the original jobs plan was funded. And so it seems that our own Senator Sinema is working to eliminate climate change spending and protecting the richest Americans among us. So I think that's a bit ironic. And so, you know, one of the components of the original plan was a goal to cut climate pollution, climate change pollution by 50% from 2030. That's out of it. It's too ambitious, too expensive. Part of that were federal clean energy standards that were working to have electric generation 80% clean by 2030. It's got to be a lot of spending, you know, to make that happen. The clean energy development tax credits, that's out of the bill. This is also kind of ironic, again, you know, harking back to, you know, our Green Party person, that currently the federal government subsidizes the fossil fuel industry in order to keep, the goal is to keep prices low, consumer prices low. That's $15 billion a year that of tax money, or I'd say it is revenue that is not collected from the fossil fuels industry. And so that's a move to protect fossil fuels producers, coal operations, oil companies, and so forth. And you know, it doesn't take a rocket science to realize that if you're serious about addressing climate change, the very least you can do is to stop subsidizing the fossil fuels industry. There was also a commitment in this plan that all of the green infrastructure spending would have 40% of it dedicated to remediation of what we find are low-income, high ethnic and racial minority areas. They're the ones that you will find in areas of highest pollution, air and water pollution, and in the areas that are most affected by climate change. So I will say this again, you know, once again, when you have a lot of spending on transportation infrastructure, for instance, there's going to be a lot of demand for steel, for domestic steel, and other basic industry or basic materials such as asphalt, cement, those kinds of things. And basic industry is by and large what they call labor intensive industries. And so I noticed the other day that the steel industry is operating at almost 83%, or in June was at 83% capacity utilization. And so even with his compromise, and they, and now I didn't see the details, but you know, the original plan had 10,000 bridge repairs in it. And so some of these are major bridges. And you think about bridges, structural steel is most of it. I imagine that, you know, between concrete and structural steel, that's like 95% of a bridge.
Well, I think a lot of people believe that, you know, half a loaf's better than none, and maybe we're at a half loaf and maybe less than that, certainly down from the original Biden proposal. They may get this through, but they've got a lot of weight. I don't even think this is all in writing yet. Jim, I want to get to how your recommendation on how to choose a financial advisor, because that's what you are, and I wanted people to give you a call at 623-3646, but they can go online to jimhanleyllc.com, get a lot of information about you. But what do you suggest to people when they make a decision for a financial advisor, which people should do if they want to protect what they've got and get what they want?
Well, that's a good question, John. And I think it might be the Securities Exchange Commission, or maybe it's FINRA. Can't recall offhand. And I didn't get this in front of me for the show today, but I know that there's five or six characteristics that a customer should look for when they're shopping for an advisor. Probably the first one is that the advisor is very clear and upfront with how they're compensated. If they don't hear a lot of that upfront about, you know, what their compensation is, and it's best of all if the advisor says, you know, whether they are compensated by commissions on the sales of securities, or whether, or to a, you know, either 100% compensated through fees for services, or part of that to be commission on the sales of securities. The customer needs to know that right up front, and they need to know, you know, how much, you know, if it's a fee for service, is it a management fee for managing the customer's assets, you know, their 401k rollover or whatever.
Jim, we're about 90 seconds away. Get to a couple other things here.
Okay. All right. The other is, you know, that they want to know how experienced the advisor is, you know, whether they have been in practice for 2 years or 20 years. They want to know that as well. They want to know if they have, you know, any conflicts of interest. For instance, if they're working for a big financial services firm, are they obligated to sell that firm's products? Do they have any production goals? That kind of thing. They also need to ask about reporting, about whether the advisor produces regular reports on their performance, whether the advisor, to what extent the advisor is available to them, whether they have a front office that makes it difficult for the client to reach them. All those are factors to look for when they're shopping for an investment advisor.
I want people to.
The last thing.
No, I've got 30 seconds. And
okay. The last thing is.
Better be very quick.
They can look up and find out if that advisor has any complaints against them. The SEC and FINRA keeps a record for clients. For shoppers, you know, people shopping for them, for their record, you know, complaints.
Jim, thanks.
Thanks, John.
Good to see you. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Call Jim Hanley.
You too, John.
623-3646. Or go to jimhanleyllc.com. I want to thank Scott Stewart, treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. Thanks for listening to our show. Back next week for the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works studio.
Hey, dude, I just love having nothing to do, man.
I love your man cave. It's so cool. Hey, what's that noise, man? It's coming from the garage.
Oh, no, man, it's Christine. She's upset about something. Hey, I'll be right back. Hey, what are you upset about? I'm always good to you.
Stop it. I need some love. Quit taking me to those quirky lube places.
You're ramming me.
It's time you started taking care of me.
Stop! stop it!
I need a lube job. I can't wait for my transmission flush.
Ooh.
And buddy, I need a rear end service and an alignment so bad my tires shake. I need a spa day at Perfection Auto Works.
Okay. I'll take you to Perfection Auto Works.
If your car could talk, what would she say to you? Make your car purr by having it serviced at Perfection Auto Works today. Our free 26-point inspection will have your car covered from bumper to bumper. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.